My name is Wim, and I live in Adventure, and I've been in Oroville since 2000. And I'm right now full swing in organizing an event which is called 11 Days of Global Unity, and it's a global initiative that is happening all over the world, and it starts on September 11th. And it goes all the way to September 21st. And September 11th is the 100-year anniversary of Gandhi's first nonviolent action, which happened in South Africa 100 years ago. And then it closes. The event closes on September 21st, which is United Nations International Peace Day, which was established as an official day asking governments all over the world to for a global ceasefire. But it goes beyond that and also asks citizens to really reflect on what it really means to be peace, to have peace, and so it's an event that if you would put all the activities all together which have happened over the last years, it would be the day where so many people all over the world are doing something for some common cause, and this cause being global unity, peace, sustainability. And in this sense, it's a very exciting event because I feel like we're living in a global world, and to be connected in with that, living in Oroville is a must. It's something that is really important. And so in Oroville, we're organizing all kind of different events from September 11th till the 21st. And the main day, of course, is International Peace Day on Thursday, September 21st. And we're having we're showing a couple films. One film called Peace One Day, which is a wonderful film about an English filmmaker who actually on a crusade to try to really create this United Nations International Peace Day was able to realize that by speaking with a lot of people and getting people enthusiastic. And this film tells that journey, and it's called Peace One Day, and it's showed on Wednesday night the 20th, and also on Thursday afternoon. The 21st. But beside that, on the 21st of September, we're also having a silent meditation prayer vigil around the banyan tree from 12 to 1 p.m. And then in the evening on the Town Hall Plaza, there is an evening event which starts with some music, poetry, sharing of some short videos. And then from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, there is a global webcast, meaning that we will be connected through the internet with two other communities. One community, Finchhorn community in Scotland, and the other community community school, in a way, is California Institute for Antiquity Studies in California, San Francisco. And the three sites will be linked together, and we'll have it's a meditation, an 1 hour meditation, chanting, and different presentation. And what's global about it also is that every network, like the Finchhorn network, is connecting with their network, and CIS is connecting with their network, spreading the word. And we're have connected with the Oroville International Centers, who have then sent emails out to actually be able to participate as an active meditator, and also as a listener. They will be able to listen to the audio broadcast, and anybody in the world would be able to do that. So in that sense, it's a first ever try out, and we hope it will work here technology wise, but where we actually will be connected at simultaneous way through the internet by actually acting on doing a meditation event. And what I also forgot to say is on Saturday, the 16th of September, is Earth Dance, which started in 1997, and that's also a globalized event. It's a synchronized dance event, and it's happening all over the world in more than 100 different nations, people come together and dance for peace and for justice and for global unity. And so this also is the first time that we're organizing this here in Oroville, and this will be happening at the Visitor Center on Saturday evening. And before that, we will show a short video on the spirit of our dance, what's behind that that idea. And so in that sense, we're starting the event on the 11th of September with showing Gandhi in the morning, and then with a short movie called Satyagraha, 100 Years of Nonviolence, that just came out a couple of days ago. And then in the afternoon, a film opera called Satyagraha with music by Philip Glass. And in between, there's other events, mostly films that are being shown, and then also some peace awareness in schools, and some peace cafe, and just, you know, the intention really is for these 11 days for just people to be a little bit more aware than they already are, in the sense of, you know, creating and conditions for peace, you know, be it just being gently and kind with their neighbor or their fellow Orvillian, or in the meetings to just maybe start with a moment of conscious intention to create an environment of peace and non-violent communication, and at the same time to also be connected with the rest of the world, knowing that this is actually an event that is has some awareness all over in different countries, and then accumulates on the 21st of September with the United Nations Peace Day, which is a way, really a day that not only that governments are asked to actually have a global ceasefire, because it's one fact in the world right now that we're living in 2006, and until today there has never been a day where there has not been someone being killed through an armed conflict or so. And so this whole idea of for one day to have maybe that ceasefire would actually then create conditions for and 2 days, 3 days, and so we're kind of coming to a whole year. And beside that, of course, that's on a global or political level, but I feel it's also very important to have it on the personal level, to ask ourselves what does peace means to me, what does peace means in Oroville. So just to bring in that awareness, which is in a way the vision of organizing an event like that, is to bring more awareness on local and bioregional and global level around issues of peace, sustainability and global unity.